This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio this evening, it's Ian here.
And Derek J.
And Mark.
Derek J is here courtesy of Peace News Now. We'll talk more about that here in a little bit. Our toll-free number allows you to bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. You can also do that on our website, where you can submit content right there to the front page of the site. Those other talk shows out there, they think they know what's important for you. We think it's the other way around, that you know what's important for us to hear about. So go to freetalklive.com and let us know. You can vote on the stuff that's already there, vote it up if you like, down if you don't, and submit content as well. You do it with your free Reddit account tied in with your Free Talk Live account, which is also free. Only takes a moment. You'll be all set. We're going to jump right into your phone calls. Then coming up, apparently troops have been ordered to the border. Derek J. has the story on that. Chris, though, is on the line to start things out here tonight in Oklahoma. Hey, Chris. Do we have Chris?
State Project.
Hey, go ahead.
So I've been following the Free State Project since before New Hampshire was even chosen and decided That's I wanted cool. to move there at the ripe old age of 15. And nice. I kind of built my entire life around doing that, trying to find the profession that would be supported there and saving up the money to eventually move there. And I plan on doing that probably in about the next 4 or 5 years. But
so you were 15 when you got into this. So how old are you now?
I am 24 now.
Wow. Okay. That's a lot of planning. That's very exciting.
Yeah. So I've been saving up money, and I've saved up a pretty significant amount. And the wars overseas and the war on drugs are starting to weigh on me pretty heavily, conscience-wise, with my dollars going to pay for that. And I've considered things like, you know, trying to avoid taxes, but I make enough money that I don't think I can get away with that, with the profession I've chosen and everything. And so I'm starting to have some doubts about New Hampshire, not because I don't think the Free State Project is the best shot at liberty, but I'm starting to worry about those odds in general in the U.S. with the way that I see the police state ratcheting up continually. That was meaning about, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, it sounds to me like what you're saying is it's more of a question about staying in the United States than it is about moving to New Hampshire.
Yeah, there's no question that if I stay in the U.S. that I'm going to move to New Hampshire. It's just a question of, do I want to stay in the U.S.? And I don't know that I can find that, morally conscionable anymore.
Okay. I've thought about this this thing quite a bit, and I think that
you've traveled to research it as well.
I have. I mean, you know, I want to know, where's this freedom place on the planet? Because people are always telling me to move there. If you don't like it here in this country, why don't you just go to Somalia? Now, I haven't made it to Somalia yet, and I'm probably not going to head towards the Horn of Africa, mostly because the people who say that are ignoramuses. But I have looked around at some places that people have pointed out are good places to move for freedom and that kind of thing. And the point I'd like to come to, it's Chris, right?
Yes.
Yep. So, Chris, I'd say that if you want to be free, you should get a sailboat and live 13 miles out from, you know, the border of any country. And that way you're in international waters. You'll be as free as you can be out there. And if you want more people, then you should get them to move close to you, and you'll have a relative amount of freedom in comparison to what we have here.
So I don't even know that at this point freedom is necessarily what is my determining factor, if that makes sense. I'm starting to find the war on drugs and the wars overseas so reprehensible that I would trade less freedom in other areas to not be supporting that anymore, because I think those are some of the most damaging things in human history. I don't know if that makes sense.
So I got you. I mean, the war on drugs and foreign wars are bad. I would wonder. I don't think you'll be able to emotionally support that for very long. A person who cares about freedom moving to a place where they could be less free in order to not pay war taxes is probably not going to be happy for very long.
That's probably true. That's something I'm also thinking about right now.
I think it's worth a shot to try to find, to think about these ideas. But, I don't pay income tax. I work, I've designed my life in such a way that I don't have to do that. Ian, you don't pay yours?
Yeah, it's been a decade.
Don't pay income tax?
No, for a whole decade.
Yep. Yeah. I think it's possible if you wish to not do that, to design your life inside this country. Mostly the United States government ignores people who do that. Now, I don't know what your career is. Don't want to identify you necessarily on the radio. But I guess the to wrap up a point, I would say that having gone around and sort of looked for these freedom-oriented places, I don't think they exist. I think New Hampshire is the best place to move, especially if you care about a conversation about freedom. Because I can come here and I can be surrounded by people who believe like I do, which is heartening in a way that is, even if you move someplace that has a relatively small amount of freedom more, you're not going to have that conversation with people who care about the ideas of liberty.
Right.
Well, it's always been a concern for me with the idea of leaving the expatriate concept, which is not unpopular in the liberty movement. Hey, you got to get
or
out.
Or even in the Free State Project.
Come down to Galt's Gulch in South America, or there's this other project, or just come and run away in Mexico. There's all kinds of answers. Belize, Mark, you went down and you checked out Belize as an option.
Yeah, it's a nice place.
And, what I see there is that I don't think you're going to get away from the war on drugs. I don't think you're going to get away from police oppression. It's just going to shift forms, and then, it's going to be brown police oppressing brown people instead of white police oppressing brown people, which is what we have here in the United States. And I feel like if I were in another country seeing people being oppressed there, I would want to do something about that as well. And I don't feel like I would have the ability to do as much there because I wouldn't have been, raised in the same climate. I wouldn't have the connections. Yeah, I'm an interloper enough in New Hampshire, but at least we still share some of the American history and the ideas of freedom and things like that. And I just don't know if I would be accepted even as well in another part of the world.
It's the ideas you have to face, and you can't run from the ideas.
Right. So I posted this to the Amplifier group on Facebook, and Mark had told me to call in. And I thought about it some more and talked to my girlfriend. And I think our plan as of now is to move to New Hampshire regardless and then kind of go from there and see if we feel any more optimistic.
That's a great thing. And I think that, it's worth it. You, for one, what you need to do is you need to check these things out. When people ask me about these other freedom projects that are out there, I tell them, you got to visit. Don't make a costly move unless you have a chance to sort of visit and see what it's like.
I made the move and it worked out, but yeah, I think visiting is a good idea.
If I was to move out of the U.S., I don't think I'd be going to another project. I don't know that there is enough political momentum or even enough libertarian ideas in another country to even focus any energy at all on that.
I would agree. I mean, if you're going to leave, you might as well just leave and hide, because that's really all you can do out there.
There are secession movements in Catalonia. There's, in Spain. There are some people working on
so they can be more commie, basically.
Yeah, well, at least it's something. You can have the discussion. But what places have you looked at, Chris? Have you checked out any other places? Have you tried living anywhere else that's more free?
I have not. I've been starting to research it some. It's been an idea in the background. This weekend, it kind of just crystallized after some conversations with people and that dude getting choked to death in New York, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And just kind of a general grinding down over time.
I hear that.
In all likelihood, when you're talking about the war on drugs, a lot of the problems that go on are localized. I mean, your taxpaying dollars probably didn't go to support that guy being choked. It was a New York taxpaying dollar in all likelihood.
Right. Well, and I'd also like to say that the police in New Hampshire, in my experience, tend to be a little better than the police might be in a place like New York City. At least, now there have been a couple incidents of police violence in Manchester, but at least out in the Keene area, it's fairly uncommon that that'll happen. Not to say it doesn't happen here. But you're not as likely to just get pounded by the police on the streets here as an activist or just a general person on the streets. Chris, if you've got more you want to talk about, I'd be happy to hear any concerns that you might have. But I totally agree with Mark on this. Come on out, check out New Hampshire, meet the people in the community here, and I think you'd be convinced. It's very convincing.
Business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a C.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. So you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-915-2955 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-915-2955. That's 1-800-915-2955.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, take control, toll-free here, 855-453, that is the Pro XPN toll-free line, that's 855-450-3733, and you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Get Interactive for free on the website and enjoy. If you've got some Bitcoins, though, that you'd like to send to our tip jar, go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. What's that? You say you don't have Bitcoins yet? Well, we can help you solve that. Go to expresscoin.com to hook yourself up with Bitcoins, Dogecoin, and now Litecoin, Blackcoin, and Darkcoin. You can get a great price because their transaction fees are very low at expresscoin.com. In fact, if you order less than $40 worth, as I understand it, they're still doing transactions for free at under 40 bucks at expresscoin.com. Over 40 bucks, I think it's 3%, which is a heck of a deal to transfer money from one form to another. So go and check it out. You can actually do it with money order, check, wire transfer, even cash deposit at credit unions that have what's called shared branching, which there's a lot of them. So go to expresscoin.com, get started there, and you can even grab their smartphone app while you're at it. Expresscoin.com, now available in Canada as well. So if you've been waiting for the chance to get yourself some Bitcoin, that's the way to go. We'll tell you about how to get your own Bitcoin wallet later on tonight. There's some good news coming out of blockchain.info that's very, very exciting. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We had a gentleman on the line a moment ago. He did drop off during the break. So hopefully we had assessed and answered his questions appropriately. He was talking about the Free State Project, which is the idea of bringing liberty-minded people all to the same place. I don't know if we made that clear in the last segment. It's the idea of attracting 20,000 liberty-oriented people who are activists, people who are willing to do something more than just talk about freedom. Although you could say that talking about freedom is a level of activism, but to go beyond the pale, beyond the average, and be outstanding, and actually they are, because the people that have moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project are some of the most dedicated activists out there. Think about it. They must be dedicated in order to pick up their lives and their families. We just had a new family move here to Keene like a week ago. That, you know, to pick up your life, your family, maybe even your business, and move across a country, or in some cases across the world, because it's an international movement, shows a real level of commitment to the ideas of freedom.
It's also noteworthy that that family moved in less than an hour, thanks to the help.
More
of,
like less than a half hour, yeah, it seemed like.
Thanks to the help of the community here.
Right. I mean, that's one of the first things that happens when you move to New Hampshire. If you're moving with anything more than a carload of stuff, you're probably going to need a hand, and we've got that here in spades. There's already over 1,500 people here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. I think that number crossed 1,600 recently, actually. So there's a lot of people already kind of on the ground. You just arrive, let folks know when you're coming. You know, put it out there that you're going to be moving at this time, at this location, and people show up. We had at least 9 people, I would say, come out to that move-in, and that was a little on the small side for a move-in party. With a few months ago, I went to one where 30 people, 30 adults and 8 kids came out to help some folks move in, and they had a huge truck, like a 26-foot, the full-size kind of Penske truck trailer, plus another trailer that they were hauling behind a truck. And so they had two big, you didn't make it to that one.
I did,
Mark. They had two huge, you know, spaces of things that they were moving in, and we had that thing cranked out in less than an hour.
Wow.
It was amazing. And it was during the wintertime, too, so everybody was kind of being cautious about where they were stepping. It's just an amazing community up here. There's nothing like it anywhere else. There are a bunch of sort of copycat projects that are like, hey, let's do the Free State Project where I live. And they're just not working out. You know, there's not a whole lot of people moving to those things. There's not any news coming out of those places. I mean, I'd love to hear news coming out of Wyoming, for instance. Free State Wyoming has been there for a while. But whenever you go to their website, it looks like it hasn't been updated in 2 years. So the Free State Project is where it's at. Yes, it gets cold in New Hampshire. It's okay. You'll be all right. We've got heat. And the warmth of the activists that you're around, the community of people that's here is just absolutely unprecedented. Well, and that's what makes it all worthwhile, I think.
And you can go find out more at freestateproject.org. Get signed up. If you believe in the ideas of freedom, we'd love to have you. But, you know, I mean, so he called in about sort of something a little more specific. He believes in the ideas of liberty, but he was concerned about paying war taxes by living in the United States. And, the war on drugs and what's going on. And he's upset with some of the things that are going on in his country. I think if he gets plugged into news in some other country, he'll be upset with the things that are going on
there
too, relatively quickly. But different people have different goals. If your goal is warm weather, then don't talk about liberty to me. If your goal is liberty, then, you know, the fact is the cold weather kind of works towards us. Many people in the United States, the migration's moving southward because air conditioning's cheaper than heat, and people, you know, realize they don't have to shovel sunshine. Yep, that's cool. I want a place where people, where the statists are moving out of.
Absolutely. And not only do people who believe in the state move out of New Hampshire, we've had examples of the critics who've left town. There was a lady that lived in your town, Mark. She's gone. She sold her house. There was a guy who was in Keene, was known for being Cup Guy. Longtime listeners of the show may remember that he assaulted Sam Dodson, one of our former co-hosts, with a coffee cup with an anti-Free State Project message written on it. Or maybe it was anti-Free Keene, but whatever it was an anti-liberty activist message, and that caused quite a bit of a stir. And that guy's gone. He moved out. He's living in Los Angeles now. So, you know, I think the more people that come here that love freedom, the more incentive the statist folks will have to just say, you know, I could go and get a job as a town clerk in Georgia. Why am I here dealing with this? There's plenty of government jobs out there. So come on up. Check it out. FreeStateProject.org. There's a lot, of course, for us to cover here tonight. You know what? He was talking about the war on drugs as an issue, and I've had something in my prep for a few days now that I've been wanting to talk about, because we talked originally about it a few months ago when the District of Criminals, D.C., their city council, passed a marijuana decriminalization measure. Now, the thing was, it didn't go into effect right away because D.C. has an oversight process, meaning that any new ordinance passed by the D.C. council, it can be shot down by Congress and or the president.
Whoa.
So it all has to get passed through Congress in order for it to go through. Now, basically, if I'm recalling our conversation about this correctly in the past, it's like either a month-long or a two-month-long window of time, depending. There's different factors. But basically, the marijuana one was a two-month. It was like 60 days. And so they pass it at the level of the city council. It then goes over to the state, or not the state house, to the legislature.
Right.
And they can either vote to block it, or they could just kind of let it go through. And
they don't have to sign it or anything? They just let it go through?
As I understand it, they just let it go through most of the time, unless there's some reason that they want to put a stop to it.
So
and
the
so
federal
the president. The president could also like put a stop to it as well, as I understand.
So like the entire federal government, or at least the executive branch, gave the go-ahead on cannabis decrim.
By virtue of not objecting, they gave the go-ahead.
They did not give the do not go-ahead.
They did not stop it.
It's tacit consent, though.
It is, and I think it's interesting because I really wanted to watch and see what happened with this, because there's been, you know, the Barack Obama and the Obama administration has seemed to have been sending mixed messages about the war on drugs, specifically the war on marijuana. You've got Barack Obama giving an interview to, I forget what it was. It wasn't Raw Story. It was something else. The New Yorker, I think it was. He gave this interview where he spoke about marijuana prohibition and kind of compared it to alcohol prohibition and said some right things about this. But yet his administration has done nothing to change the war.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Coming up, troops have been sent to the border, a drunk guy masquerading as TSA. We've got a lot to talk about here tonight. Derek J., Mark, and myself, Ian, here in studio. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype, so feel free to Skype into the show if you have that as an option. And if you don't yet have it, you should probably get it. If you're a regular caller to the show, or even an irregular caller, Skype's always a good choice because it sounds great in comparison to a phone most of the time. So you can Skype into the show at lrn.fm. That's our username. Just send a contact request. You'll be approved. Again, username lrn.fm. By the way, if you need focus and are feeling fatigued and trying to get the extra edge when it counts, look into modafinil from modup.net. Studies show 1 in 5 students are using this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall so you can get things done. Businessmen around the world are talking about modafinil from modup.net and how it's making the difference in their work and giving them the critical edge that they need. You know, at modup.net, they make it affordable for anyone to take advantage of the benefits of modafinil by being 80 to 85% lower in price than the brand name drug. But don't mistake low prices for an inferior quality. They ensure that purity and potency are consistent to that of the branded version. And remember that Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide. It is your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. ModUp.net, by the way, is a Bitcoin supporter. They'll, in fact, take Bitcoins in payment for modafinil, and you'll get a 33% discount if you pay with Bitcoin. So that's a real incentive. Plus, if you put in code FTL, you'll get 10 free tablets with your order. So again, code FTL at modup.net for world-class service and great price on modafinil. That's modup, M-O-D-U-P.net, code FTL. Cannabis, we've got the news from marijuana.com, so you know it's official. About D.C., July 17th, 2014 was a historic day in Washington, D.C., because it means that as of that date, if you're caught with cannabis in the streets of D.C., you are now less of a criminal than a litterer in town.
No matter how much cannabis?
Oh, that is a good question. I believe it may be announced. Yeah, in fact, it clarifies that here in a moment. So, yeah, if you get caught with a pound, it may be a little bit different. But an ounce or less, from what I understand, is significantly decriminalized. In fact, rather than it being a criminal misdemeanor offense, it is now a ticket, a $25 ticket, as a matter of fact. The littering tickets are $75.
For $25, and that sounds fine by me, but for $25, cops just aren't going to write too many tickets. It's just not worth it, you know?
Yeah, unless they just want to harass somebody at this point. So, yesterday carrying cannabis meant you could go to jail. Today, it means you're less of a criminal than a litterer, according to Barry Bard at marijuana.com. When the clock struck midnight at July 17th, D.C. changed forever. The nation's capital has officially decriminalized cannabis, and D.C.'s police force can no longer arrest anyone possessing under an ounce of marijuana. Instead, starting today, individuals carrying pot will be met with a mere $25 fine. Considering that the smell of cannabis no longer even warrants a cop search, people in D.C. will have to be wearing a nug stash or handing out free weed to receive a fine. In fact, there was another related story to this out of Massachusetts, where the Massachusetts Supreme Court said that the scent of marijuana is not justification for a police search in Massachusetts.
Is this because it's not criminal any longer?
That, I believe, is probably true. I didn't read the judge's opinion, but that would be my guess. It does remain ill-advised to attempt to smoke spark a joint at the White House. Public consumption can still equal a $500 fine, as well as time behind bars.
Willie Nelson did it.
He's
in front of the White House.
In the White House, or in front of
on the roof? I thought Willie Nelson was has pictures. I'll look it up.
Yeah, definitely check that one out. I have not heard that one. But it remains ill-advised to, again, spark up in public. There's one catch, quote, from the Washington Post. Among the vagaries of decriminalization is that federal law enforcement agencies such as the U.S. Park Police, Secret Service, and Capitol Police may still arrest anyone carrying any amount of marijuana under federal drug statutes. That is an interesting twist. So even though the D.C. City Council has decriminalized cannabis, that only affects the D.C. police. So the D.C. police, if you get caught by a D.C. cop, all he can do, if you have less than an ounce, is write you a ticket and send you on your way. Maybe confiscate the weed. But if you get caught by a federal cop, then you could be being arrested and charged with federal crime.
I suppose that makes a certain amount of sense.
It's a crazy amount of sense, but that's the system and that's how it works. That law remains the case in any state would decriminalize cannabis, yet those instances are extremely rare. Of course, those instances are rare because those other places aren't D.C., where there's a bunch of federal cops crawling around everywhere. So I would say that you're still a lot safer in other areas where cannabis has been decriminalized because you could encounter a federal cop. You're more likely to encounter a federal cop in D.C.
This is so weird to me because I'm told that I need a government to keep order and to keep things orderly. But then I hear these examples of where a group of people can just overnight suddenly flip some switch and all of society changes. Like, okay, this rule used to get you thrown into a rape room and now it's just a $25 ticket. So, I mean, like, that's anything but order. That's crazy, unpredictable. That's not order at all.
Well, you could make the argument that it wasn't an overnight thing. Yes, they did pass it in one night at the city council, but there was likely a lot of discussion that went on prior to that. It was probably in the works for, you know, years.
How many people got to decide this rule?
D.C. City Council? I would guess there's a few dozen on there, but I honestly don't know how many aldermen or councilmen or whatever they have.
Hardly represents the population of D.C., in my opinion.
Certainly, certainly. Nearly a year ago, D.C. began its limited medical marijuana program. Now activists in the district are pushing for more reform, full legalization. According to the story here, Monumental Day for D.C., right under the nose of Congress, marijuana reform is thriving. And I think that what's most notable about this is that it is in D.C. and that Congress could have stopped this, that Obama could have stopped this as well. But the fact that they didn't shows to me that they're not committed to this war on drugs anymore, or at least the war on cannabis part of it. Because if they were committed to it, then they would have continued on. They would have put a stop to this. They would have said, no, federal drug laws say this is a crime, that this is a it's still a Schedule One narcotic, according to the federal government. That means that the feds consider marijuana as dangerous as heroin, which, of course, is ridiculous. There's no evidence for that whatsoever. But that's the law, and that's their ordinance.
I think political folks who are smart, like politicians and bureaucrats who are high up, they see the bend in the road coming, and they don't want to be the last ones to cheer on the drug war when everyone else is changing their minds.
Well, I wouldn't say they're changing their minds on the drug war, but at the very least on the marijuana aspect.
Right, on the marijuana issue, yeah. And I did get confirmation, by the way. Willie Nelson confirms in his biography, An Epic Life, that he did smoke cannabis on the roof of the White House during Jimmy Carter's administration.
Oh, that's great. Good times. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. I'm excited. This is great news for the future of, at the very least, the end of cannabis prohibition, because if the feds aren't with it enough to keep prohibition going on full steam in Washington, D.C., then that to me says that they're not going to be meddling too much as more states continue to move ahead with decriminalization, legalization. For instance, has there been noteworthy crackdowns by the feds in Colorado? I don't know. I don't live there. Not every news story from Colorado crosses my desk. So if you're in Colorado, if you've been paying attention to that scene, obviously it's been legalized there since January of this year. The world hasn't been set on fire. Denver is okay. Everything's fine. So somebody left a pot cookie on the ground and some kid picked it up. That could have happened under an illegal situation as well.
Well, I think that there's probably a proliferation of sort of packaged pot cookies and things like that that look more like, things that kids would want to have, more like cookies. And there needs to be some kind of system to prevent kids from getting
a
hold of
it. There's no system. I mean, the fact is, if you're eating a box of chocolates on the park bench and you leave it there, there's no system that's going to stop that from happening.
Indeed.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But the streets are not lined with dead children in Colorado, so I think everything's going to be okay. Free Talk Live.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair in less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time-consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and No-No.
For a limited time, you can try No-No. No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control, toll free, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. We got some D.C. related news we're going through here tonight. Coming up, the drunk guy at the TSA, plus troops have been sent to the border. Derek J. has the story, plus related to the TSA, Mark, you've got a story saying they're raising their rates. They're going to charge you more now for the same great service. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number, and you can join us online. So go to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. Plus, there's Lyft / Uber news. The crackdown continues on these poor guys just trying to take people from point A to point B. So where do we go from here? You can make it up to you by taking control, and you can also join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Washington, D.C., decriminalizing cannabis. Pretty significantly, less than an ounce, if you are caught by D.C. police, will result in a ticket being issued to you. I presume they will confiscate the marijuana as well, but it's pretty great news, because I remember when Massachusetts did this a couple years ago, people started to, somehow, the word got around that when they hit you with one of these tickets, and I don't know if D.C. is going to be the same way, but in Massachusetts, when they hit you with a cannabis ticket after they decriminalized it there, that people realized that if they didn't pay the ticket, that the law had no enforcement mechanism, that there was nothing written in there to say that if a ticket went unpaid, then it would go to prosecution or that there would be some sort of court case.
It was a civil fine, whatever that means.
Okay, but if it were a civil fine, then they would be able to collect on that. There was some sort of way for them that they couldn't collect.
Well, they could collect if they take it through, if the state was willing to take it through civil court.
I don't believe they have that option with the cannabis law in Massachusetts. As I recall the story,
how do you put a lien on somebody who doesn't, for instance, have a house?
Yeah,
even if you get the judgment. I mean, the judgment's just useless.
I see what you're saying. So because it wouldn't be criminal, they wouldn't be able to put you in a jail.
They have a system. They just don't have their normal system. The people who work for the state like the idea of being able to hang, a jail over your head. That's how they collect things. They have a civil force. You know, there's a the civil fine, it has a system that they can go through. Hmm. It's just largely worthless.
Well, anyway, people realized that there would be no punishment for them whatsoever if they did not pay the $100 fee or the fine that was being issued to them for having possession of cannabis. Word spread, and people just, they don't care. They're not going to even respond to the ticket, basically. They don't have to. There's no threatening obligation by the state to do that. So I'm hoping that we'll see something like that happen in D.C., but regardless, it's great news for the future of marijuana policy in this country, because a lot of times, for instance, I've been to a lot of the hearings here in New Hampshire, a lot of the political hearings they'll have on proposing decriminalization or legalization, and one of the constant objections is, well, it's still illegal federally, and they're going to come crack down on us.
Well, the fact is that every surrounding state to New Hampshire has decriminalized marijuana,
right.
Plus, of course, Canada decriminalized marijuana. So, I mean, it's getting to be more and more of a hollow excuse that these geriatrics that are in the New Hampshire House are proffering. Plus, Vermont is, there's an article out today, Vermont's liable to legalize entirely the same way Colorado and Washington. Pretty soon, the legislators in New Hampshire will be like, well, we're going to have to legalize it because everybody around us is doing it. All the other states are doing it. What do we do?
I did find confirmation about that law in Massachusetts. Apparently, according to the clerk magistrate at Falmouth District Court, Edward Teague, quote, there is no specific provision in the law with regard to decriminalization that says if you don't pay, the following shall occur. There is no enforcement mechanism in the law.
That's what I was trying to tell you, Mark. They can't do anything about it.
If it's a civil fine, then they should be able to take you through civil court.
They can't. That's what I'm trying to tell you. In Massachusetts, it's not written into the law, so they can't do it.
I don't see why I don't know who would take it through civil court is kind of a question.
Yeah.
Article, a prosecutor probably wouldn't.
That's also from 2010, so it's possible that in the meantime they have created some sort of mechanism.
I haven't heard anything about that. It's possible.
It would be news.
It hasn't made the trip up here. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. So it's great news that D.C. is decriminalizing, because now if they make that objection again that, oh, well, it's still illegal federally, well, yeah, it is, but look, now D.C. has decriminalization. Now, if that was your excuse before as to why your state, not just New Hampshire, there's still a lot of states that need decriminalization, if that was the excuse before, you don't have that one anymore, because if they're not going to crack down on their own landmass there, the city of D.C., if the feds aren't cracking down there, then there's no reason to believe they're going to crack down anywhere else. So I think this is some of the biggest news of the year. Let's continue. Brian is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brian.
Hey, good evening. So I just wanted to call in and let you know, I used to live in Massachusetts, and I went to a citizen's police academy down there.
Uh-huh.
And after a class one night, this is like when the marijuana law in Massachusetts was brand new, they told us, well, two of the police officers told us that the messed up thing about the Massachusetts marijuana law is that if they catch you with an ounce or under an ounce, whatever it is, in Massachusetts, you're not even required to show an ID.
Hmm.
So you were talking about showing up to court and having like a $25 fine or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even have to show your actual ID. You said some people on the paperwork will write like Mickey Mouse or whatever. And obviously a high Mickey Mouse, but
awesome.
But yeah, then they don't even have to do anything. But it's kind of a ridiculously written law as I understand it. And I'm not a big drug proponent. I think we have enough problems in our society. I mean, from a philosophical point of view, I think drugs should be legal. It's your individual right, individual freedom. But at the same time, our society is screwed up enough. I'm not quite sure I want to, from a practical point of view, have drugs legalized, including marijuana.
Have you ever drank alcohol?
Yeah, and I have tried marijuana twice in my life, but I do.
How did you feel about alcohol? Just curious.
It is bad for society, but they tried to make it illegal. It didn't work, and I would agree that they've tried that with marijuana as well. And that also hasn't quite worked out so well.
Yeah, Brian, I tend to feel like you do, right? Like, maybe the world would be a better place if nobody used mind-altering substances of any sort. But then I think, you know, homogeny tends in human circumstances to not bring around good things, you know, not awesome stuff. You know, homogeny tends to stifle innovation. It tends to, cause peer groups where, you know, it's us and them and all kinds of things like that. So I don't know if I believe or not that humans shouldn't alter their states at all, because for every instance you can point to where something bad's happened, there's probably an instance where you can point to where something good has happened.
Perhaps, but I mean, what about all drugs? I mean, what about OxyContin and other stuff like that? I mean,
OxyContin's great for pain relief.
I don't know if you've noticed, but OxyContin is a prescription drug, and it is highly abused right now. It is sold on the black market regularly. For upwards of $20 to $30 per pill. Pill heads are robbing, stealing, beating, robbing from their own grandmothers. They're selling all their possessions. I've known people who have been in these situations. Some of the most profound addictions that we've talked about, and we've been talking about prescription addictions here on Free Talk Live since the very beginning. I remember talking about that in our original days when we were just a local show in Sarasota, and it just, you know, even though we were on one radio station, we had call after call after call of people telling their story about prescription drug addiction. So
OxyContin, particularly bad in Florida with all the old people.
But it's bad up here too. I mean, it's bad all over the place, and those drugs are legal, you know, with quotes around them. Yeah, they're still controlled supposedly, but obviously the controls aren't working because they're getting out all over the place into the black market. I remember when we had a story about a drug manufacturing facility. I think it was in Connecticut. There was some criminals that pulled up a couple of semi tractor trailers to the place. They I don't know, they drill a hole in the ceiling or something ridiculous like that, and they robbed pallets full of drugs from that place. So, you know, those things are semi-legal already, and they're already, you know, they're still being abused, and the black market is, people are making a lot of money off of those drugs. So stand by, Brian, if you'd like to continue, I would, with this conversation, because I think it's very important, and I'd also like to know more about your history with drug use yourself. You said you had to use alcohol, and I'm wondering when the last time was that you used alcohol. There's more coming up here, so if you can hang on, please do. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Altering one's state of consciousness, is it a good thing or bad thing for society?
Yes, it's the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to
torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell waiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.